Welcome to Front Trenches Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Every Friday and every Sunday, I'm joined by my main man, Adam Cheek, lead reporter and editor and co-host of Stock Car Scoop, to recap and preview the latest NASCAR Cup Series. This weekend's race, we're going to Richmond, the Commonwealth State. I know my man Adam Cheek wanted to be there, but unfortunately, he was unable to. But hey, he got to watch it at home. Adam, what's going on, brother? Even though you couldn't make it, I know you had a great time watching it on TV. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, absolutely. And even if I couldn't make it to this one, making it to 50 more in the future definitely outweighs the risk of going to just one amidst COVID and everything. But no, it was great getting to watch what I could while I was at work. And then I took a little detour on my way home, was able to roll down my engines, stop my car, hear the engines at the track a little bit. You can hear them miles away, obviously. Sometimes from the station, but I think that carries more in the night air than the afternoon air like it did this afternoon. But I was able to get home in time to see the end, which was a really, really entertaining, really fun end to the race.
You know, Adam, you said it best, entertaining to say the least, and especially at the end where Alex Bowman basically came out of nowhere. I mean, he passed Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano to grab the victory and basically steal the win on Sunday afternoon. Now, regarding the steal, how much of this was a steal, and does this cement his place and his future at the 48 car? Adam, remember, he's only signed through this season with Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah, huge steal when we're talking about the win. Bowman had run relatively well all race, but was never super out front, never really contended. It was a Joe Gibbs show with a little bit of Logano mixed in. But he was just in the right place at the right time. That 48 car had great short run speed, and he used it to his advantage, actually pulled away from Denny during those last few laps before lap traffic cut that gap down. And I do think it cements the future for Bowman with Hendrick, at least for a while. You know, he's really proved himself as a driver. I still remember when he almost won Phoenix while subbing for Dale Jr. a few years ago, almost 5 years ago now. So he consistently impresses and kind of comes out of nowhere for wins. Chicagoland a couple years ago, Fontana last year. Not coming out of nowhere for each one of those, but, you know, I think he's there to stay at least for some time, for sure. I think Hendrick's got their stable locked down for a while.
Adam, you mentioned a guy that he passed, that being Denny Hamlin. Well, Hamlin made some news in his post-race press conference. He said that he's smashing everybody and would rather be in his position atop the standings despite having another win slip away. However, Adam, is he leaving too many playoff points on the table, even with such a dominant performance to start the season for him and his 11 group?
Oh, yeah, I think so. He's at a great point this year for sure, but points will only get you so far, and wins are a great momentum boost for a team. You know, he just tweeted, it rhymes with duck or something like that tonight after the race. He's clearly frustrated at not winning, and he can get all the great results he wants, and that's awesome for the number 11 team or anyone in his situation, but he needs those wins and those extra points, especially come playoff time. You know, winning in the playoffs, if those wins come just during the playoffs, like Tony Stewart in 2011, that'd be great. But I think they just need to start establishing that consistency even more this season.
Last but not least, Mr. Cheek, a couple guys that have had terrible, and I mean terrible, starts to the season, finally got it going this afternoon with Eric Almirola and Matt DiBenedetto. Sixth place for Almirola and the ninth for DiBenedetto. These guys were two guys who really needed good runs, and well, they got them. Both guys earned top 10 finishes, their first each of the season. Adam, which driver do you see in better position to get back on track?
Well, I had a good feeling about Almirola going in, especially. He got a top 10 at Richmond last year. He's always been pretty good, but I'm going to say DiBenedetto here because both drivers had subpar starts to 2021, but I think Matty D is especially in a prove-it situation. He doesn't have a guaranteed ride for 2022. His days with the Wood Brothers are numbered. That's not a possibility like it was last year. They are numbered with Cindra getting the 21 next year. And I'm of the opinion that a team will pick him up next year for sure. Someone will. But him putting out solid performances like he did this afternoon is the biggest step towards getting a better ride than maybe he would if he had just his season just kept going south.
Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. You're the best. I appreciate you. And even my craziness that I give towards you on a daily basis, you're the best, buddy. And let's talk on Friday to preview one of my favorite races of the entire year, the crazy carnage that happens at the one and only Talladega.
Yep, I am so ready. It's Talladega. It's the biggest track on the circuit. You never know what's going to happen. So I am excited. I am here for Talladega. And it's been an interesting slate. You got Bristol, Martinsville, or Bristol Dirt, Martinsville, Richmond, Talladega. So it's a bunch of tracks I always get excited for. I can't wait.
It's going to be so exciting. Adam Cheek, lead reporter and editor for frontstretch.com. He also wrote the recap for this afternoon's race in which Alex Bowman got his first victory of the season. You can check that out, frontstretch.com. For Adam, I am Brian Owen, and everybody here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when you get a chance, please get vaccinated.